I'm going to marry Robert, Phoebe said. I don't want to live with you.
Paul, who had watched his mother struggle all weekend, felt Phoebe's words physically, as if she'd kicked him. He saw his mother feel them, too.
It's okay, Phoebe, Caroline said. No one's going to make you go away.
I didn't mean. I only wanted to offer. His mother stopped and took another deep breath. Her eyes were deep green, troubled. She tried again.
Phoebe, Paul and I, we'd like to get to know you, that's all. Please don't be scared of us, okay? What I want to say, what I mean, is that my house is open to you, always. Wherever I go in the world, you can come there too, and I hope you will. I hope you'll come and visit me someday, that's all. Would that be okay with you?
Maybe, Phoebe conceded.
Phoebe, Caroline said, why don't you show Paul around for a while? Give Mrs. Henry and me a chance to talk a little bit.
And don't worry, sweetheart, she added, resting her hand lightly on Phoebe's arm. No one's going anywhere. Everything's okay. Phoebe nodded and stood up.
Want to see my room? She asked Paul. I got a new record player.
Paul glanced at his mother, and she nodded, watching the two of them as they crossed the room together. Paul followed Phoebe up the stairs.
Who's Robert? He asked.
He's my boyfriend. We're getting married. Are you married?
Paul, pierced with a memory of Michelle, shook his head.
No.
You have a girlfriend?
No. I used to have a girlfriend, but she went away.
Phoebe stopped on the top step and turned. They were eye to eye, so close that Paul felt uncomfortable, his personal space invaded. He glanced away and then looked back, and she was still looking straight at him.
It's not polite to stare at people, he said.
Well, you look sad.
I am sad, he said. Actually, I'm very, very sad.
She nodded, and for a moment she seemed to have joined him in his sadness, her expression clouding up and then, an instant later, clearing.
Come on, she said, leading him down the hall. I got some new records, too.
They sat on the floor of her room. The walls were pink, with pink and white checked curtains at the windows. It was a little girl's room, filled with stuffed animals, bright pictures on the walls. Paul thought of Robert and wondered if it was true that Phoebe would get married. Then he felt bad for wondering this. Why shouldn't she get married or do something else? He thought of the extra bedroom in his parents' house, where his grandmother stayed occasionally when he was a boy. That would have been Phoebe's room. She would have filled it with her music and her things. Phoebe put the album on and turned the volume up loud on her little record player, blasting Love, Love Me Do, singing along to the music with her eyes half shut.